Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
It's Sal Capaccio.
I make a special capaccio for you, right?
Oh, now that sounds really good.
Oh, you like?
Hey, get away! Get away from my wife with that!
What's the matter, carpaccio, no good?
What? What do you do now?
They don't like a carpaccio.
They like carpaccio.
Oh. On WGR.
I make a capaccio for you.
Sports Radio 550.
I finally did it. I had beef carpaccio. It's been a while, Sal. I've been meaning to bring this up to you for, I don't know, like a month now. But like mid-October, my wife and I went for like an overnight getaway in Niagara Falls, Ontario. And there's this fantastic farm-to-table restaurant that was a part of the deal. And beef carpaccio was on the menu. And unlike when we were on vacation in Puerto Rico last year, it was also on the menu there, but it had like an anchovy something to it. I was like, that's a no for me, dog. This did not have anchovies. It was an excellent appetizer. I enjoyed it very much.
I like that. I have not had it very often. I have had it once or twice. It's not even memorably stands out, but just I know I have had it. And of course, as you guys can imagine, like how many people just in daily life believe that's my last name? Right, with the R in it. And, right. And it's like, I have to say, well, it's not, I said, and I always, I'm good about it, you know, but I'm like, right. Carpaccio is what you eat. I'm Carpaccio.
Yeah.
Yes, you don't eat Sal. No. there's a big difference.
No.
Bulldog, are you an Andy Reid bi-week truther, would you say?
So, what does that mean?
And I'm
exactly
asking Sal, too. Well, not everybody. What percentage of football fans just sort of know that Andy Reid's teams win off bye weeks?
Excellent off the bye, right.
They're off a bye this week in Denver. His record is 22-4 off bye weeks.
Okay.
So I wondered, just give me a minute if you can, please. Like, does he go back to when they had two bye weeks in a season? I didn't remember how long they did that for, but I remember the NFL doing that.
Mm-hmm.
It was only for one season.
Really?
1993.
I didn't know it was only for one year.
In 2001, because of 9/11, there were 2 weeks off during the season, but that wasn't a bye week. So Andy Reid goes back to 99. So I'm looking this up, Sal. Like, when did this start? You're going to love this. Maybe. You'll hopefully at least like it. 1999 is his first year as head coach, Philadelphia. 17-week season, 16 games. Their bye week was in week 16.
Wow.
Can you believe that was a thing?
No.
Well, did they have 31 teams and someone had to be off every week?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe.
I think that happened.
Maybe. Okay, yes. Well, that's a good thought. Their bye week was Christmas, the 99 Eagles. Now, they were bad. There was a loss here in 99. This is McNabb, sort of they're building it, right? The 99 Eagles go to 3-11. They beat New England in week 15 to go to 4-11. Then it's their bye week. And their final game is against the Rams, who were like one of the most dominant teams ever for one season. Like plus 284 point differential. Look that up. Like insanely good. But the Rams don't need the game. It's in Philadelphia. Warner plays. Like, their guys played for into the third quarter.
Wow.
Even though they had clinched the one in the NFC. So they played. Vermeil back in Philly. Rookie coach Andy Reid. The Eagles win this game. Joe Germain goes in for the Rams. The Eagles win this game to finish 5-11. But his first bye week win was this win, post bye week win, which comes off week 16 bye.
Yeah.
I wonder if Sal's right
the
about 31 that
Christmas
team thing
point. It has to be. There's no it way is, you would.
I just looked it up. The Browns were the only team to not play in week 17.
So the Browns got the last week of the season off?
Correct. And the first week of the season, the Chargers had the first week of the season off.
Oh, wow. I did not remember that. That's really good.
What an awful way to start or end a season.
They threw off the Browns back into the league, and they hadn't gotten to the Texans yet.
Correct.
Wow. Anyway, Chiefs at Broncos.
What's the Andy Reid bye week truther? Like that's it.
Well, really? No. Like, are you somebody that would pick the Chiefs because of that? You know, just would that be a tiebreaker? Would it be meaningless? What is it to you that he has this record off byes?
It definitely would be factored in, but the fact it's way more important to me that they're excellent.
Okay, like that seems right.
Like if they didn't have Patrick Mahomes coming out of a bye, I don't know that I would care that much that Andy Reid is excellent coming out of a bye.
Sal, McDermott's 9-0, right?
He is 9-0. McDermott has the best record of guys with that many games, 9-0. 9-0 after a bye. I think Nick Sirianni is undefeated after a bye. I don't know if maybe this year changed that, if they have. Harbaugh's pretty good. I actually do believe in it a lot. Okay. I factor this in when I make my pick, yes. Like, if I'm thinking it, I definitely swing more towards the Chiefs in this game because they're coming off a bye, because I think Andy Reid, 2 weeks to get ready, he knows the big game. Absolutely. But I generally think that way about most games anyway. That's just because he's so good. And because of what Bulldog said, they're very good. For example, when the Bills play the Patriots, do you guys realize the Patriots are coming off a bye?
Yes.
Like, that's going to matter to them, to me.
Yeah.
Right. They'll play Monday night the week before and then have the bye before they play the Bills, but still. Okay. The Bills could use another bye week. They're not entitled to it. Lots of injuries. But did things get better today?
Yeah. And honestly, guys, like, I said yesterday, 14 names on the injury report, but when you have an injury report with 14 names, it's as good as it could be, actually, to be honest with you. But now, and the reason I said that was because yesterday they had 7 guys on defense limited, 1 on offense, Khalil Shakir, but all, except for Shakir, all the defenders were wearing regular jerseys, no red non-contact, Khalil was, and then you only had 4 DMPs today. Down to 2 DNPs, so it's good. It's really nice.
And a lot of the limit is converted to fulls, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. In fact, maybe yesterday was 2, but either way, that's the point.
Yeah.
Today only 2 DNPs and 2 limited. I guess that's the main point here, and I think that's very, very encouraging, obviously. And the DNPs, Dalton Kincaid, we're not expecting him to play. I would not be surprised if Sean McDermott also rules out Fedarian Mathis tomorrow after 2 days of not practicing and knowing that TJ Sanders has been practicing all week in full, and they have an open roster spot to just sign him back.
What do you think of Shakir's status here, Sal?
I mean, he's tough. He's a tough guy. We know that. And the way he plays, you know, the fact that he's been practicing this week, starting off the week on Wednesday, I like that. So that's encouraging. But we have seen guys practice and not play. And I would say this, though, even if I don't know. It's up in the air for me, like his status. But I think about things like this. So even if he's going to play, let's say they think, okay, he's good enough to play, can you really have him return punts? I don't think so. I mean, that would be, you know, maybe a little bit risky there with the injury, taking a shot, like a guy coming down. So does that mean Codrington's active? But then I get to, you just signed Mecole Hardman. And by the way, so everybody knows, his name is pronounced Mecole. So everybody knows. I asked him, is it Mecole or Mecole? He said Mecole, because I was calling him Mecole. Just want everybody to know that going forward. Then they also have Gabe Davis, who I think is going to be elevated here at some point, and I think probably this weekend would seem like that. So to me, the roster is very interesting on how you want to handle it, considering the punt return, Shakir, Codrington, who's been inactive, Mecole Hardman, and then the wide receiver part with Gabe Davis as well, along with Mecole Hardman.
Right. Would you? How many call-ups do they get per week exactly? Is it 2?
2.
Okay. I mean,
Did you see two receivers, though? I don't know.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Are you going to use two of those on Davis and Hardman?
Probably not.
That's tough. But, you know, you don't have a punt return unless you put Codrington in. Like you're saying about Shakir. Like, I respect your point about Shakir. Wanting to minimize his exposure. Yeah. If he's going to play, you want to have him on offense and maybe take that off his plate. It's funny, they dabbled. Didn't Coleman return, like, a punt somewhere in there? But that went away, and... Boy, I would be at this point stunned if they put him back there. Just the way everything's going, I think anyone needs to see is him flub a punt at this point with the way the year has been going for him, and it really ramped up this week. You know, with some of the routes he didn't really exactly run hard on against Miami. I don't think that's an option. I mean, it is, but I don't think it's one that I would expect to see. So I wonder what they do there.
I'll even flip it around the other way. What if it's just having Khalil Shakir catch punts because of the wind? It's going to be a windy day.
Hmm.
And we know McDermott thinks about these things, right? Like, remember, Micah Hyde would go back there in those situations a lot of times and say, we got to have it. So to your point about Coleman, I agree. Now, if it wasn't like that, I would think maybe there's more of a chance. But that's a little risky. You're talking about a really windy day inside that stadium to have Coleman go back there. And you're right. All of a sudden, he muffs one. And now... Man, there's an avalanche, right, of what we're talking about and the fans are coming after. So back to Mike's original question. I just think it's up in the air. He's a tough guy. He has been practicing. That's encouraging to me. But he has been in a red non-contact jersey, and it's not just the ribs. It's also the ankle. So you're dealing with a couple things there.
Right, two injuries.
Yeah.
Sal Capaccio on the Wester Hotline. How might maybe your ideas or what you could possibly sense the Bills have in mind – this is one of those moments, perhaps, where they could really change things up, whether that involves Coleman or especially if Shakir misses, they're going to have to. Mm-hmm. But no Kincaid. They're already using the three tight ends. I wonder, is it Gilliam? Do they go harder into the heavy looks without
maybe
Kincaid?
Maybe more 22 or, instead of 13? Yeah, right.
Like, what would you predict or even suggest?
Yeah, I think it'd be – I don't think that you're going to get an elevation of Kaliki Latu. It's possible, tight end for Dalton Kincaid, because if you go back to the Atlanta game, that's not what they did. The Atlanta game was two tight ends and Reggie Gilliam, and then, of course, they lost Josh Palmer during the game, which hurt. But, yeah, I would think it's Gilliam. Gilliam can play like a tight end role, but he's really a fullback. But you can just kind of go heavy. That doesn't change. That part of the game doesn't change for them, right? Whereas they want to go heavy, they want to run. You probably just see Reggie Gilliam on the field a little bit more, where they're really hurting, obviously, in the pass game and the matchups that they want to create with Dalton Kincaid on the field. And this is a Tampa Bay Buccaneers defense that's given up some big plays in the passing game, including last week. In fact, they gave up big plays in the run game last week, but they've been very good against the run. Their numbers aren't as good against the pass. And, you know, you'd love to have a guy that you feel can match up down the field a little bit in that intermediate level, because I think that's where Dalton Kincaid would really help. But without Dalton Kincaid, to me, I think they're just leaning more into Reggie Gilliam and having him on the field a little bit. And you're right, 22, have two running backs out there. Reggie Gilliam's played a very vital role for this team this year. I mean, he was really good against the Chiefs. I mean, they put him in and that was something they leaned into a lot. And I wouldn't be surprised if they want to do something similar here.
You got a lot of love on that broadcast, too. Like, you were doing, of course, your own, you know, our own broadcast. But Romo and Nance were all, like, it could even, you'd be reaching a little, I think. But I might make room for the Reggie Gilliam game. Just the way they talk. He didn't do any, he didn't score a touchdown or recover a fumble or, like, you know, anything crazy, right? Score on a blocked punt or something. But he was just featured way more than maybe you've ever heard Reggie Gilliam featured in a network telecast.
For not even getting one touch.
Right.
That's right. He hasn't had the ball yet in his hands this year, right? I mean, at some point that's coming, right? Do we think they're going to get to the goal line? They're going to give Reggie Gilliam the ball? He's going to score a touchdown? I don't know. Give him a little reward? I mean, maybe you're in a two-touchdown lead or something. You do something like that, it would make sense. But, he hasn't touched the ball. But he's on the field quite a bit this year. And, yes, this is part of what the Bills want to do, though. They want to control the ground game. They want to control the line of scrimmage. And they want to physically beat you at the line of scrimmage. And we're all having this discussion about, you have Josh Allen, why are you not throwing, what's wrong with the passing game, and all that is fair, but here comes the run game with Reggie Gilliam, which they like to be able to do, and they do it pretty well.
I mean, if this game becomes the Reggie Gilliam game. They probably win because why would we name it after a player? Right. When they, but it's also like just going to make it worse, isn't it? Like if Reggie Gilliam scores twice or something on his first two touches of the season or whatever that is, are we really going to calm down out here about what they're not?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
I don't know. Maybe. Let's see if it happens.
Palmer, of course, is trending in absolutely the right direction. That's no surprise. He has been practicing limited going back into last week, even and maybe even the week before. But he's full 2 days in a row, so you get that back at least, right? That doesn't exactly offset Shakir, but it is. Maybe it helps offset Kincaid a little because, you know, Palmer at least is you know, someone who, while he hasn't filled up the stat sheet yet as a Bill, you know, he could have a game in him here. Like, the Josh Palmer game is a little more palatable than the Reggie Gilliam game. Right, right.
I'll listen to that.
That'd be great. I mean, you know, I think back, his signature play has to be that throw and catch against Baltimore, right?
Right.
Him and Josh. And, you know, at the when the Bills were having their comeback, and I think about what he can do and run a route and get to that spot and, you know, that there you go. There's your chemistry. You know, I know he had a nice one down the field to start the game against Atlanta, but of course we forget about that because they didn't win the game. But he was going to be featured in that game. He already was before he got hurt. So I do think that he can help the passing game a lot for sure. And I'm interested to see the snap counts here. Now, we're in a spot here where Keon Coleman's been on the field 71% of the time. And that's a lot for this wide receiver group because the next best guy, the next closest, is Khalil Shakir at 60. And that's with playing every game. So, you know, I know they've taken some load off him here or there early in the season when they had a couple, you know, wins. But this is interesting to me because you have Gabe Davis sitting there. If we find out by Saturday at 4 p.m. that Gabe Davis is elevated, I'm just going to be really interested in how this all plays out. But Josh Palmer, to me, has to be a guy that needs to be on the field for a little bit more for your passing game to work.
Yeah.
I know we talk about this constantly, but nevertheless, can you really believe it? Can you believe that we're at Mecole Hardman levels of effort or grief or denial or whatever that would be here? And Gabe Davis? Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't want to assume that it won't pop. Even Palmer. Like, what's Palmer on his best day? 4 for 80, something like that, which is good. But, I mean, I don't think there's a much higher ceiling than that. So, it's just, it isn't shocking.
Yeah,
but it's also shocking.
Yeah, and Sal, real
can
quick,
I get away with that?
On this, not to get hung up on, you know, every little word and microanalyze everything, but there's a clip that we already played today that caught my attention. McDermott talking about Hardman, and he says, like, I'm excited to see what he when it's like when, not if. Basically, he hasn't played in a while. I'm excited to see what he can do for us. Not like if he can do for us, like just like he's going to get a shot is how it sounded to me, which I don't know that that means this week, but it does sort of speak to maybe an underlying frustration, like an undercurrent of frustration that McDermott has had with the receiver group all year.
Yes, I think there's two parts of this. It's how, he said how he can help us.
How, right. Thank you.
I would say this, first of all. if you're on the practice squad, Sean McDermott still believes that you're helping the team.
Okay.
So how can he help us, right? Like, you're helping the team. But I do agree with your point and the overall premise, which is they're at a point at the wide receiver room where they didn't go out and get him for nothing, right? I mean, like, they needed this. They needed a guy who can come in with this skill set. And I think even more so if you expand that quote and that answer, which was that you guys played, yeah, the speed is real. I'm excited to see him out there. Like, it was,
yeah,
you could feel that, like, this is a guy that he's going to be watching and saying, when can I put this guy on the field? Is this possible? I need to see it. I don't think it's necessarily a fait accompli at this point, but I do think that it's something that they're not doing this just for, you know, just for a paper transaction and just for looks.
Okay. TJ Reeves seemed, he got over it, but he seemed annoyed that you weren't on with us earlier when we talked to him.
Oh, I didn't listen to my buddy. Didn't listen. I'm going to go back and listen online.
Where's Sal?
Oh, my God.
He was like Tan Mom screaming for Sal. Where's Sal? Yeah,
TJ is a great friend. When I lived in Florida, the mid-90s, mid to late 90s, I would listen to Tampa radio. And TJ, I heard this guy, TJ Reeves. And then there was this, do you guys remember this? It's called Prime Sports Network.
Yes.
It was on the radio for a
mm-hmm.
while. Do you remember that, right?
Yep.
And I remember he went and he was like one of the hosts. I'm like, oh, it's the guy from Tampa I listened to. And I would listen to him a lot and just kind of, you know, became one of the voices. Well, years later, when I got this role and the Bills played the Bucks, maybe in 17, maybe even before that, whenever, I said, you know, I would like to have a guy on. And I said, oh, he's still doing Tampa radio. He's on the sidelines. So I reached out to him. And we just started talking, and we have become great friends since then. Our families have spent time at Busch Gardens together. I've gotten to know he has two twin girls,
yes.
Seniors in high school.
We got the lowdown, yeah.
Yeah, it's amazing. But anyway, and when they came here 2 years ago, one of the coolest stories I'll tell you is I took TJ and the great Gene Deckerhoff out for wings. And Gene has been doing Florida State football and Tampa Bay Buccaneers football for a long, long time. Anyway, I just think those are, you know, to me, that's just a cool story of how, you know, those relationships develop. And
yep.
I'm really glad that, you know, we've become friends.
Very good. Tomorrow we'll get more into the Bucks. Thanks for your time, Sal.
You got it.
That's Sal Capaccio on the West Her Hotline. His appearances are brought to you by New York's only outlet liquor. When you need to stock up, it's the place to buy a case. What's your outlet?
I'm not optimistic about Hardman and any of this still, but I don't want to be cynical. However, he's been sitting on the Green Bay practice squad. Is that not a team that has needed help at wide receiver? Jaden Reed got hurt right away. So now it's Dobbs. He's fine. Watson didn't come back until recently. Golden is a rookie. Wasn't working. It was all Tucker Kraft. They lose Tucker Kraft, and now their offense is terrible. Feels like this is a guy with lots of experience, the speed point.
Yep.
And they're already, like, they're not a team with an alpha. Like, they're a team that's done what the Bills are doing.
You would have thought he might have gotten a look in the rotation there at some point.
You might have thought he could have helped them, but they didn't, apparently. And that doesn't mean it can't work here. I just don't really know what it's likely to be. I mean, even when he was with the Chiefs, not in 4 years has he had a season where he caught more than 25 passes. So, you know, you get that one, you get that version of Rashid Shaheed here. Then, you know, all is forgiven maybe. But I still think ultimately this is all going to come down to January. And if they can get that play or have that player to do what they're lacking, then we will not even care about this anymore. It just has to happen then. And knowing that that can't happen now is frustrating when it comes to talking about it. Still, I mean, they're not home yet. They're not into January yet.
No.
You know, a loss Sunday would really hurt. 803-0550 for your thoughts. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.